This is Rewind 2026. August 27th, 1859.
There's an oil well down on Johnson's Road.
A shaft was being sunk deep in the ground at Titusville, Pennsylvania. W.A. Smith, better known to the drillers and other folks in this small town as Uncle Billy, saw a dark film floating on the water. Colonel Edwin Drake kept drilling because what Uncle Billy saw was oil in Titusville, Pennsylvania, home of the first oil well. On August 27th, 1889, Charles G. Kahn of Elkhart, Indiana, patented the metal clarinet. More than 100 years later, the name Kahn still represents one of the most popular musical instrument names, especially for clarinets. On August 27, 1912...
Jane.
And you?
Tarzan
was born, or rather came to life on this day. Tarzan of the Apes was published by writer Edgar Rice Burroughs. August 27, 1921.
Are you ready for some football?
J.E. Clair, who owned the Acme Packing Company, bought a pro football franchise for Green Bay, Wisconsin. Cheeseheads could have been their name, but he decided to pay tribute to those who packed the meat at his processing plant, hence the name the Green Bay Packers. On August 27, 1955... The Guinness Book of World Records was published for the first time and became an instant success. In 1951, Sir Hugh Beaver, then the managing director of Guinness Breweries and an avid hunter, became involved in an argument about which was the fastest game bird. He knew that there was no book with which to settle arguments about records. He realized then that a book supplying the answers to this sort of question might prove popular. So he commissioned student twins Norris and Ross McWhirter to do some research. They had been running a fact-finding agency in London. The Guinness Book of Records holds its own record as the world's most sold copyrighted book. August 27, 1970.
And you can tell everybody this is your song.
The Troubadour in Los Angeles was the venue of singer Elton John's first concert appearance in America, and a record company executive for Uni Records signed Elton to a recording contract. On August 27, 1981, divers probing the wreckage of the luxury cruise ship Andrea Doria recovered two safes from the purser's office. The Andrea Doria sank in a collision with a Swedish liner Stockholm on July 25, 1956. What was in the safes? About $1 million in cash and jewelry. The number one song on this date in 1984 was... What's Love Got to Do with It by Tina Turner. And that's Rewind for August 27th, 2026.